Continuing our study of Perkei Avos with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, we're up to the ninth mission of the first Perek, which is a follow-up of the previous mission, which is a mission which seemingly on the surface is addressing a dayan, a judge, and the way that a judge should handle his cases. And the mission teaches in the name of Shimon ben Shetach, Havimarvelach Kores Ha'edim, the first of two teachings of Shimon ben Shetach. You should be exceedingly thorough in your interrogation of the witnesses. You have witnesses, you should be marvelachko, you should be exceedingly thorough as you have them, and you should make sure to question them thoroughly. As the Mefarshim explained, Rabbeinu Yonah and others, these are your sources of information, these two witnesses who stand before you, and the entire job of the judge in interrogating them is to make sure that the information that he has is correct, and therefore he should be thorough to make sure, A, that the stories match and fit, and the more that you ask, the more that you inquire, the more that you interrogate, the more information will come to light, and you'll be able to verify if, in fact, their two claims, the two witnesses separately, are actually saying the same thing, the witness the same event, and are aligned with each other. One of the Mefarshim that I saw in this mission also points out that someone who is lying can sometimes be distinguished from someone who is telling the truth in the way that they answer questions. Someone who's telling the truth, they speak from their heart. They know exactly what they're saying, and they're just speaking it as it is. When you're lying, you have to cheshbon everything out. You have to calculate in your mind more than in your heart to make sure that everything fit with your story, since it didn't really happen. You're making it all up along the way. So the more that you question, the more you'll see whether or not how the calculations, you can sometimes see in a person's mind, in their face, as they're answering their questions, whether or not they're figuring this out to make sure that it all fits, or whether or not they're just speaking it from the truth, from their heart, as they saw. But either way, the simple explanation of the Mishnah, you need to be thorough in your interrogation to make sure that the facts are correct, the two witnesses align, and everything is in order. The second teaching that he has the Zohar Bidvarecha, that as a judge, you have to be very careful with your words, Shema Mitaychom Yom Nedu L'Shaker, because it's possible through your words, your two witnesses will learn how to lie. Meaning they'll pick up on the way that you ask questions. They'll learn from you what you want to hear. They'll learn from you what will make them either zakai, what will allow them to be walk away innocent, not to have to pay any money or not to be chayv or obligated in anything. They'll pick up on the way that you ask your questions. And if you're not careful in the way that you ask your questions, you'll actually teach them how to lie. And therefore the Mishnah teaches, be thorough in your interrogation, but be careful in your words that you're not teaching your witnesses how to lie. Now, as much as the mission is clearly addressing a dayan, a judge, really, as Perkei Avos is the teachings for all of us, this mission is very, very relevant for all of us in our daily lives. Because in one sense or another, we are very often judges. In the first sense that he says, in being marvel lachkor ha'edim, and being thorough when you interrogate, we all receive information all the time. And we have to be very, very careful when we receive information to interrogate, so to speak, the witnesses to make sure the information that we are getting is correct. And you have all experienced this as many times as I have, that you hear something and it's a sensational story. Someone, so-and-so said so-and-so, such-and-such, or so-and-so did such-and-such. What? I can't believe it. And before you know it, everything is up in arms and a whole loop developed. And you'll be very careful when information comes in that you're marvelach koras ha'edim, that you're careful that the information that's coming in is correct and is accurate, and if you'll be deliberate before jumping to conclusions just because the newspaper reported it this way or someone said it this way, doesn't always mean that all the facts have come to light. And just like a judge, when he gets information from his witness, if the witness is the source of information, he needs two witnesses, and both of those witnesses need to be thoroughly examined to make sure that the information is accurate and correct. Very often we need to be careful when we accept information from others that the information is correct, it is accurate, and we've been thorough in researching it before jumping to quick conclusions exactly as to what has happened. And again, as I said, you've all experienced it as much as I have. Very, very often is the case that as time goes on and more information comes to light, all of a sudden it's not so clear and so simple the way the first person presents the information that that's all there is to the story. And the second thing that he says, which is a very important piece of advice for us as well, is being zahir bidvarecha, being very careful in our words that the witnesses don't learn to lie. I remember hearing in a parenting seminar or class that I'd been in, I think it might have been our own Dr. Aaron Feldman, but I don't remember exactly, it could have been something from over the years, that when you walk into the kitchen and your four-year-old has chocolate smeared all over their face and the cookie jar is empty, and it's pretty obvious from the circumstantial evidence that it's the child who has gone into the cookie jar and munched on some cookies, one should not say to the child, "Did you take a cookie?" Because you know that he did, and he knows that he did, or maybe you even saw him do it. But the child knows that the correct answer to that question, of course, is, "No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it." And they don't see the evidence on their face, but they know that they want to please the parent, and the parent doesn't. And the way that we present the question is such, all that you're doing is you're teaching your child the gut reaction of a four-year-old is always going to be avoid trouble. So this 4-year-old is not going to have the moral stature that most adults don't have when they're confronted directly by a superior who has caught them cheating and they said, did you cheat? Most adults are not very quick to say, yes, I did. Yet, so why do we expect that from our children? What are we teaching our children when if you question them in that way, they're going to say, no, I didn't. Because that's their gut reaction to protect themselves in the same way that we do. And now all the evidence is all over their face, and now you're lying and a whole schmooze. So that's not a healthy question to ask a child when you know they've already done it. If you know the answer to your question, don't ask that question. There's a better way to handle the situation of a child who has done something inappropriate, and you know that they've done it inappropriate, rather than questioning them directly, which is going to elicit a lie from the child. Because that's what 4 and 5 and 6-year-olds do. So don't put them in a position, don't teach your children from your words to lie to protect themselves. Be careful in how you speak. And the same thing I deal with this in Shidduchim also, using references. People pick up on the way we ask questions as to what we want to hear. So if you ask a question in a certain way that's clear, that you want to hear a certain answer, you will often find people will answer in the way that you want to hear the answer. And in Shidduchim, in all sorts of areas, how you ask questions is very important. Not to teach people to lie in the way that they're answering questions, because you have made it obvious what you want to hear. So Rav Shimon ben Shetach is teaching a judge how to ask questions from his witnesses. Don't ask questions in a way, he says, that are going to teach your witnesses to lie, because they know what you want or what you need. They need to say in order to get off. So you need to be careful when you ask questions. You're not leading people on, making it easy for them to lie in whatever area in life that it's in. This mission is very relevant to be careful in the way that we accept information, to be mar d'lachkor, to be thorough in our interrogation of the sources of information, that before we believe things, we know that it's actually true, and that when we speak, we should speak in a way that doesn't either encourage others to answer in ways that are not totally honest, because we've made it clear what we want to hear, and it's human nature. When people know what you want, they want to give it to you. So you have to be careful not to put a stumbling block before them to allow them so easily to lie, to satisfy what you have made clear, what it is that you want. So that's the teaching of Shimon Shetach. Again, the topic of clearly is to a judge, but it's relevant to many of us in our daily interactions as well. Rabbi